from your home for insert creative turn of phrase here. Semi-live from the studio. This is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
Hi, Aaron.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Oh, it's a great day, guy.
Yeah.
A lot of buzz in the studio.
Yeah.
And the WDRT is packed with folk. It is, yeah. It's a pledge drive. They're doing the pledge drive today.
Yep.
So get
obviously, we're here on a Wednesday.
Yep. But I'm sure everybody listening got behind that now that it's Friday. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
WDRT really appreciates
everything you did.
Everything that everybody does for them. Yeah. So great. Nice job, everybody.
All right. Let's go home.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. No, we're not going to quite do that. It's
not yet.
Not yet. What do you want to talk about today, sir?
Is there anything going on?
Well, admittedly, I don't. There are no giant sports events.
Right.
We talked about that last week. This is
that lull a little bit.
Yeah.
If you're not if you're a total sports fan, there's always something going on.
And I admittedly, I was a pretty huge sports fan. You know, like it was, it took the place of basically all the things. There was always a season for me as a young
growing
sports
up in Sparta,
fan.
No, I'm not going to say that.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't besmirch that. No, it wasn't it. But I grew up, born in '82, got into the Brewers real early, heard Euchre as a youngster, watched. I remember when we moved from a black and white TV to a color TV, seeing a Packer game on color TV. Like it made a huge impact. And I used to follow fantasy football in 1996. You know, pre-internet day is where you would scour the newspaper.
You'd write it down on a board.
Write it
on
down.
Paper,
yep. And because you weren't emailing your buddies. No, you were literally posting things and getting together in commons and But nowadays,
like Dungeons and Dragons or something.
I did that too. Do I give off that vibe? Is that really? You would be correct.
I'm not saying anything.
So that is not the season anymore for me. As we talked about last week, it's gardening season. It's tractors in the yard season. Yep. It's clearing debris for exercise season. Greenhouse weekends.
Are you knocking on me or?
I know. I'm saying that's what I'm doing too. And I'd say for a lot of people that happen to live in the range of this area, the Driftless, that is it's a little too early to get in the kayak.
We drove through it Sunday, had to get around.
You go through the KVR,
tried to get there, and we got there eventually because of the road construction.
Oh, that's the season too. I have not been over in that neighborhood.
But there's people kayaking and canoeing.
It's a fun time. You really get this explorer mentality when you're in the river this early in the year. You feel like you might be the only person.
I mean, it was beautiful out on Sunday.
Yeah, it's fair. You know, 50 or so, but this is the season for that. It's a little.
You can tell there's not much sports going on when we're talking about the KVR, but it's great to talk about the KVR because we all love it.
Every cool pocket of nature that we are lucky enough to live near is a blessing. It really is. Like that, because we don't live in a huge metropolis, right? So we don't have sports loyalty, right? Like we're not going to Bucks games because it's not 20 minutes down the road. It's 3 hours away. Same thing. You're a Vikings fan, but it's not like you could go to a Vikings game 8 times a year necessarily.
I couldn't afford 8 times a year.
Sure.
But if I could, I would.
You would, yep. But around here, you know, you're not close enough to any of these events where you can be.
I mean, so it's not bad.
Sports for me were, you know, like looking for mushrooms out in the woods. That was a super fun sport for me this week. Never anything bad with that. The Brewers, of course,
are doing the same.
They're out in a field picking mushrooms apparently too. Dude, the Brewers are doing the same as they have done all season. We're at, I think we're about 35 games in, roughly 35 to 40 games in. They are sitting at a skosh over 500. I think they're
36 games.
19 and 16 because they beat the Cardinals today in the first of a doubleheader.
Hey.
You know, they're playing better lately. They won 5 in a row without hitting a home run.
I mean, they're not last.
They are not last. The Pirates have comfortably found their place in last in the division once again. Everybody in the NL Central still over 500, which is very surprising and, of course, will not last. That's statistically impossible.
Right,
These teams got to play each other a lot. So the odds of them all being above 500, slim. Positives. Let me think of positives for the Brewers. The Willem Cadena, it's a hard call.
Crickets.
There are exactly two position players on the Brewers who are performing above grade.
Yeah.
Which is, it happens to be their two best players on offense. Like, Willem Contreras is the best catcher in the National League once again. He had a down year last year. He had a busted pinky maybe? A sore wing. So he was kind of ineffective all year.
Okay.
He's back and healthy, is hitting the skin off the ball. He's hitting 300, throwing guys out. Really is that leader of that team. When the catcher is your sort of emotional
support animal,
it works. Joe Mauer was that for the Twins.
Sure. Yep.
Jorge Posada back in the day for the Yankees was that. Buster Posey for the Giants won a World Series with that sort of thing. If you do need that. Pudge Rodriguez, Rodriguez for a number of years for a lot of teams was that guy. Contreras has turned into that guy.
Okay.
It's great to see. It really, really is. Bryce Terang was an all-star last year. He was the starting second baseman for the USA team in the World Baseball Classic this year.
Okay.
He was named to the all-league, all-tournament team in the World Baseball Classic this year, which tells me he might be the best second baseman in the world. And he's that's how it works. He's that's how it works as a fan. I've declared it. I declared it. I'm a fan, so I get to say that. There's no statistic that backs me up. But his numbers are great, hitting near 300, nice. Hitting for power. He was a platinum glove winner, best fielder in all of baseball last year. He's still that guy this year. Those two are doing so well for that offense. They're 19 and 16. The rest of that team is doing really, really bad. That's a nice way of not having to bleep that.
Yeah. Okay.
Nope. Garrett Mitchell, underwhelming. Who else has played? Christian Yelich, hurt. Andrew Vaughn, getting back.
Yeah, he's always hurt.
He's been hurt for about 5 years. That is a track record. Joey Ortiz finally got designated for assignment. They demoted him down to AAA.
Wow.
Finally. He was hitting 171. Not good.
Ouch.
Yeah, not good at all. He was a below average hitter last year, and he's now... Now that he's not on the roster, he's not the worst hitter in baseball anymore because he's in the minors. But they've brought up, that is a problem that is going to, I think, persist all year. Blake Perkins was hitting 103 and getting regular at bats. Greg Jones, a guy they brought up as a prospect, an aged out prospect, they cut him. They completely just said, yeah, you're no good, and they let him go. Because he was no good. He was hitting under 100. And these were guys, all the free agents that they got in the offseason were terrible. Terrible, terrible. But they're,
Were they terrible?
They were terrible, terrible. Yeah, they terrible. Really were.
Terrible.
But on the plus side, they've brought up some youth. They've got Logan Henderson, a pitcher who pitched really well in limited starts in the majors last year. They brought him up. Cooper Pratt, who they signed in the offseason, a 22-year-old shortstop who got signed to an 8-year, $60 million deal before he got to the pros. They finally called him up, so he's going to see regular at-bats. And that's fantastic, because if he's only going to hit 200 or 220 and he's going to struggle all year, that's still better than Joey Ortiz was doing, and it builds for the future. I'm great with that. Jackson Chourio had played in exactly one game this year. He got hurt in the World Baseball Classic. He started out, he's 4-for-4 in his first game. That lineup is starting to look like a major league lineup again.
Playoffs?
Yeah. Of course.
Playoffs?
I'm going to say playoffs, yeah.
Playoffs?
Yeah, the Brewers have done it with defense and speed and efficiency of pitching, whether it was starting pitchers or relievers. They have the fifth best starting ERA in the majors with the 27th most innings pitched. So basically their pitchers are pitching really well and their manager is pulling them early and going to a bullpen. That hasn't worked out really well so far because their bullpen has been below average. But I would expect that their bullpen works itself out. They just have every single year. Every year since forever. For the last call it the last decade of the Brewers. The seventh, eighth, and ninth innings have always been great. They haven't had power hitting. They still don't. Like I said, they won five games in a row earlier this month without hitting a home run, which sounds really great, except that eventually you need to hit home runs. They showed that in the playoffs, that the lack of power is going to doom you. So will they make the playoffs? Yep. Are they going to win a series? Probably not. But that's, you know, what?
The Braves?
What about?
They're like the best team.
Again. No, they are.
Were they last year?
Last year, they had a lot of guys hurt. Their two best players, who are Spencer Strider, who won a Cy Young, and Ronald Acuna Jr., who won an MVP, were both out all of last year.
Oh.
And even though baseball is the least dependent on single stars, it still matters. You know, sure. Like, it's as the Brewers have shown.
I don't remember the Braves until from the 90s with
you're talking Glavin and Maddox and Smoltz back in the day. David Justice. That's they played against your Twins in a World Series. I remember that too. Wow, we should just do a show about sports one of these days.
We could
recall sports memories from yesteryear.
Because we don't need to talk about my Twins, that's for sure.
The Twins are not worried. Yeah, I wasn't even going to mention them.
They're doing horrible. Like, we thought they were going to be like, and then you go, nope, they're back at the bottom.
No, if this was a league like professional soccer in Europe, they would have demoted the Twins a long time ago and given a chance to get. They'd be in AAA right now dominating instead of not so much.
There's a lot of stuff going on. If you can hear it.
It's high energy. It's rocking energy in the studio. Yeah. I really, and also for once again, glad Terry's here. In case we have any issues, we've never had any. We've got eyes and ears on what we're doing finally. I think that's what's actually happening here.
Probably.
Putting a tight rein. Nah, man. Mizorowski and Kyle Harrison, young guys, are pitching really well. Their best two pitchers are young pitchers, which is good when it works, but I'm not going to get optimistic about it yet.
Okay.
That'll be sports in baseball. That's just baseball, right?
That's sports.
That's the sports of it.
And back to you, Bob.
Is Bob here?
Maybe.
There's got to be a Bob here.
Somewhere.
Anything else? Yep, NCAA tournament expanded from 68 teams to 76 teams.
I don't like that.
I don't like any of that. No. I like more basketball, but it doesn't need it.
It's watering down that product so much. I mean,
it's already pretty watered down. Yeah. It really is, because there's an NIT tournament. There's multiple postseason tournaments.
You got the conference.
You got the transfer portal opens right after the regular season ends. College basketball is a mess. Yep. College sports in general hot mess. They've dropped the ball on gambling and transfer portal stuff and
paying
the players.
Like some players now, some of those guys that are sophomore juniors are going, I'm going to stay. There's no chance I'm going to be drafted in the NFL or whatever. I talked specifically with football because I know that
it has made. I believe it makes the NFL a better product.
Yeah,
because you're getting more experienced guys instead of a redshirt sophomore going into the draft because, I want to be a pro.
Yeah.
He can go transfer to another university, have another year of experience with a different system.
They also have an age cap, too, I think.
You get 4 years of eligibility.
Well, I know as far as the NFL goes, you can't be drafted if you're like 19.
That is correct. You have to be 3 years out of high school. So some of these guys, if you grad, there's high school.
So 22 at least.
There was a defensive tackle for the Texans back about a decade ago. He was drafted at 19 years old because he graduated high school at barely 16, spent 2 years in college, and was drafted. He did not last.
Yeah.
As a 19-year-old first-round pick from the Texans, he lasted a year and change and was out of league. Amobe Okoye.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, he was a wonder in college, but he was super young and was not ready for the NFL at 19 years old. But no, there's no cap necessarily on when you can draft these guys. You'll see, back in the day, they used to draft guys out of Army and Navy that were 25 years old.
Sure.
BYU used to have a 2-year Mormon mission attached to going to college there. So if you went there, you were a 24-year-old. Steve Young was 24 years old when he was Jim McMahon. I don't remember what we were talking about, buddy. Sorry.
NCAA basketball went to 72 teams.
It watered it all down.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in that at all.
Yeah.
College basketball is not a great product currently.
How about I mean, we're, since we're on NCAA mm-hmm. and tournaments, they're talking about expanding the college football tournament.
Of course they are. Yeah. I still remember.
But they're talking about, instead of, they're talking about actually having games every, like every, minimum of every 6 days.
Okay.
So instead of like Illinois having to wait mm-hmm. that almost a whole month sure. before it saw Ohio State.
Right.
Now it's going to be bam, 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 bam.
Yeah, of course. More games. They're,
well, it's better. I mean, it's
it is for the end product.
They're
right.
the same games, but they're just happening closer together sure. so that they're working on it because their issue that I heard was because not every school is on the same schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So these are still student athletes. They still have to take tests.
And, sure, yeah. Yep.
You know, so
their academic year is ending some, at a weird spot. Yep.
You know, some have a J term, some do not.
Yeah.
Trimesters, mm-hmm. so, you know, quarters. So
I like that they're at least trying to pretend like they're students, and it matters. It should matter to the university how well your students do, even if they are
some do,
even if they are student athletes.
Some do.
I hope they do. I
do. Well, really do. I mean, now let's see, I mean, if you're Alabama, Clemson, Georgia, probably not so much. Ohio State,
mm-hmm.
the no, big boys, but.
I mean, every year in college football, you'll have a Cinderella, but none of those teams
really.
Are winning a none of those teams are winning a national championship.
No, not nope.
The same eight teams
like that James Madison this past year.
Right, they won a lot of games, but as soon as they touched the playoff, I mean,
they got their coach a really good job.
Yes, but yes, no, the best, the creme de la creme of college football, wins out every single time. That's why Miami makes it to an Ohio State had. 7 players out of 30 drafted in the first round this
Indiana
year.
Indiana was a in, it was a
fluke.
We'll see you next year.
Sure. It was they're the new example of the NIL though. They
yeah.
they've hit the transfer portal and the paying your players
was somebody from
just
different.
Right. Yeah. They've figured it out. It is the new professional model in sure. college football. It is frustrating as a fan because I don't get to
There's not that
I don't get
team.
To see the Badgers win a championship, but I also don't get to watch a player develop through 4 years of right. being great. It's not Chris Chambers. I don't get to watch Chris Chambers develop into an NFL guy. I don't right. get to watch Ron Dayne or Anthony Davis. Any of the guys who are Badger running backs, Monty Ball, right? You don't get to watch these guys develop for 4 years. You get to... Hopefully a year or two, and they're good and ready to go, or they want to stay. Or, you know, in basketball, say college basketball, Nolan Winter has stayed. He'll stay for 4 years. I like that. We've been talking about him for 4 years now.
Yeah.
It's nice to be able to, it's nice to see John Tonge, a transfer, come in and become an NBA player in a year.
Sure.
It's nice to see. But I still would rather see a Johnny Davis or a Bronson Koenig come from Aquinas High School, know who he is, plays for 4 years, you know, hits a shot, that shot against Xavier, still one
yeah,
of the great.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
that's what I root for as a sports fan.
By the way, Johnny Davis is with the minor league for the Bucks.
The Herd. Yep. Yeah. He is former first round pick, mm. is playing for the Bucks. Yeah, yeah. It's
side note.
That is a side note. If I was in Oshkosh or wherever they play out of, I would check that out. 100%.
Okay.
Oh, anything
NCAA, that's check.
Check. I can tell you which, I will ask you, are you got any breakout? The draft is done.
Sure.
The free agency, big impactful free agents, all but done.
Sure.
So your team is your team.
Yep.
Your team did not win a playoff game last year. My team did also not win a playoff game this year. Who on their roster now is going to get them to the playoffs? Because that's the goal, right? Like, is this,
well, I mean,
if they don't make the playoffs, is you can fire the
so,
coach, correct?
Well, no, he's not going to be fired.
Really?
No.
That's going to be my next question.
With a brand new GM coming in, and
that the brand new GM loves his own coach. I can tell you that.
Yeah, that guy. Our coach is the GM, kind of right now.
Eesh. Well, then you could definitely do, but you could clean house once fell swoop. So, who is that guy who's going to keep O'Connell from getting fired?
Kyler Murray? Does that count?
I mean, if we're talking what's going to win you games, if that's the guy that you think to go from 10 losses to 10 wins.
You didn't have 10 losses.
How many losses did your team have last year?
8.
8. Were you 9-8?
Yeah, because we were third in division right above Detroit.
That's true. Okay, fair.
I'm just saying.
So your goal is to win.
And on a side note, Yeah. We didn't have a quarterback to beat that team at the end of the season.
No.
Our defense
You had a quarterback, but you let him. He was playing for the Seahawks, I'm pretty sure.
Also, that's why our GM is no longer our GM.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think.
I love the circular logic of a Vikings fan. I do fire the GM.
Yeah, we don't have a Super Bowl.
Except he's the coach.
We've gone to him four times. But anyway. aside from Kyler Murray, which I think he will have a breakout season.
I think he's a pro bowler.
He'll be... dude, you got to give him something
on it. Pro bowl caliber player. That's better than making
DeMond Claiborne, running back from Wake Forest.
Okay.
He was in later rounds, I think...
fifth or...
sixth.
Okay.
But I have an inside source.
I do love that.
Wake Forest.
Okay.
That says he's a dude. He's the dude.
He's a dude.
He just stayed at Wake Forest.
He's going to supplant... Well, like he's a number two to number three, and in the running back world, a number three running back can become your starter almost overnight.
With Aaron Jones staying on the roster, he's
an oft injured Aaron Jones and an oft injured Jordan Mason. By the way, neither of those players has remained healthy for an entire year for a bit.
But from what I understand, this player is healthy.
Okay.
He's strong. He's quick. Like really fast. But he's fast between the numbers.
It does sound like a guy you're going to see a lot of in the preseason. So I
guarantee
it. I like that. I like that pick as a breakout guy. So he's not going to be a pro, because the guy I picked
ever since Dalvin Cook left, we haven't had one.
No, that's been a while.
So.
That's true. They have not had a Pro Bowler. None of those guys, Aaron Jones wasn't a Pro Bowler. No,
yes, he was.
Not for the Vikings, was he?
2 years ago.
Huh. He made
that,
a Pro Bowl.
That great season that... We gave up that quarterback to go have him win another.
Oh, I heard about that. Yeah, dude, your team's underwhelming.
I like, and outside as far as the draft goes, like a lot of those picks, aside from number one and number first round, second round, we picked up extra ones for the Jonathan Grenard.
Yeah,
but those picks from like round three all the way down. They actually look pretty promising.
They look nice. They feel like they fit a need. Because that's in the third to seventh round, you're drafting for a need, right? You'd like it to be the best player who fits, but mostly we need a cornerback. We need a backup cornerback. We need another
lineman. And one
that
we kind of talked about before we started recording was Jalen Redmond, who did really well last year coming off of just having to be a starter.
He came to Minnesota as just some guy, and by the end of last year, he was their best defensive
just about.
Player, right? I mean, that remained on the
Jonathan
field.
Jonathan Grenard, if he was healthy, would have been.
Yeah, if that remained on the field. Because this was a guy who actually played in 16 games last year.
Yeah.
Not to say that that's impressive, but on a team, he led the team in sacks probably. That's six or seven sacks, I bet.
Yeah, I think so.
They had a lot of injuries. So I was going to go with Jalen Redmond, too. I think that he has the opportunity to be I won't say all pro, but... Definitely above his current.
I also wouldn't be surprised. Jake Goldley.
Oh, a linebacker.
Yeah, we got him in round two. I think he'll be. We'll say his name. I think a lot in the season, but you should because it's round two.
Yeah, you should start right. So I do like. So they're starting to put the pieces together on defense with these higher end draft picks, right? Like first and second rounders. You're now starting to see the field,
right? Because we've been like the last several years. We haven't developed.
No.
I mean, we had four picks last year, I think, you know?
And the year before that, you had two first-round picks. Both of them you drafted on developmental guys who have struggled to develop.
So I think they changed the scouting department a little bit. It depends if they – I think they're going to hire – the current acting GM is not going to be the GM. They're not going to hire him, I don't think. He's a Viking guy.
Sure.
He's been here for 19 years. But I think they've been looking today. They requested to talk to assistant general manager of the Bills.
It's so late in the game to be hiring a GM, isn't it?
No, not really. I mean, they're just doing their due diligence.
Well, also because all the big decisions have already been made for the year. So if you're a new GM getting hired by the Vikings,
so you get a kind of a clean slate.
You didn't get to have your own draft class this year. You didn't get to sign any free agent. You're going to spend the year with somebody else's.
But the guy, I mean. They're kind of looking. I mean, they're not. They just spent when they got the past GM Quincy.
Yeah,
they did their homework. I mean, they were not. They don't pull the trigger haphazardly.
Hmm.
So they do their homework, and I think they said, okay, we could do this really fast and get one for the draft, or do the draft, let it do our stuff. It'll fall on Kevin O'Connell.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is like I said, and it's running the same for the Packers. Matt LaFleur and Kevin O'Connell, I believe, were hired in the same year, give or take, right? Like, they've both been there for more than 5 years. They've both had success.
LaFleur was hired first.
They've both seen some disappointments.
He's the only, O'Connell's the only one left of the hiring class in that year, I believe.
Yeah, we talked about that a couple weeks ago. There was seven coaches hired, and he was the only one left. But both of them are in a spot where you need to win playoff games.
Right.
I don't think that LaFleur can get fired unless they have a really, their roster is too good. The Packers roster is too good to lose a lot of games.
So is Minnesota's, except for the quarterback.
Well, that's a big if. That's the most important position in sports. So if you don't have that, you are at a disadvantage the entirety of the year.
So Kyler Murray could help keep KOC's job.
If he's a,
but he's not going to get fired this year.
If he's a 7 out of 10 as a quarterback, Kevin O'Connell keeps his job for a very long time.
At least 2 more years.
But if he's, if he's less than that, yeah. And I don't think he will be. I think Kyler Murray is going to be a very welcome addition. They haven't had a good quarterback like that in a while.
It's since the year before last.
Well, they didn't even have a quarterback like that who's got
that ability.
A little, so the ability to move a little bit. They haven't Dante Culpepper before he got injured.
Over the line,
you're taller than he is. We've talked about that. You know, he's probably
I am not people.
He's probably heavier than you, but he's definitely taller than you.
He's got me by 5 inches.
I was gonna okay, sporting. Packers, my breakout player for them is, and it's going to be Jalen Reed. I was kind of going back and forth. Jalen Reed has that ability to put up numbers and move, change field position.
Wide receiver
for the Packers. Yeah, sorry, Jalen Reed.
Could, might as well, because he ain't got any other receiver going to do much, unless Matthew Golden all of a sudden comes on.
On paper, their wide receiver room looks really interesting. Interesting.
AKA Green Bay Packer fans. We're screwed.
Matthew Golden should be a number one wide receiver. It's why you drafted him. He's really fast, but he's not exceptionally big. Christian Watson is exceptionally big and exceptionally fast and even can catch the ball really well sometimes.
Just
but his legs are made of peanut brittle. His legs are made of brittle.
1 minute.
So Jalen Reed is my pick for the breakout Pro Bowl guy. If he can stay healthy, I think they can get him the ball about 10 times a game.
What about your defense? Could that just be the breakout stars?
They need one of those guys to become a breakout star.
Micah.
I'm not confident at all in Lucas Van Ness. I'm not confident at all in Carrington Valentine or Keyshawn Nixon. Mm. Not even a little bit. No, they're not going to be breakout stars. They seem like they better be good or they're going to lose a ton of games.
30 seconds.
Minnesota Timberwolves are playing really well in the playoffs against the Spurs.
They're one up on the Spurs.
They are. They won a surprising game.
They play tonight.
Yes, they do. I was just about to say that. LIV Golf, the other PGA Tour, is going to fold. Yeah. I want to talk about that next week because that deserves a much deeper dive.
10 seconds.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for everything. Have a great weekend. Bye.